Welcome to Shul Machshava on Adaf. We're holding in Menachas Daf Ayin Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph brings what we brought in Masechet Pesachim, the things that Anshe Yericho did. And three of the things that Anshe Yericho did were Bitzoin Chachamim, Chachamim allowed them to do it, or Loim Yichu Biyadam, or they didn't protest. One of them is Korchim Ishma. So what does it mean? So the Gemara in Pesachim brought a few explanations. One of them is Lo Yum Afsikim. They didn't stop. What did they stop with? So Tois brings over here in his third Pirush, means they didn't stop between Echot and Baruch, meaning they didn't stop after Hashem Elokim Hashem Echot before they went on. And explains the Shito, because the first Pasuk is Oil Machu Shamayim, and then afterwards is Oil Mitzvahs. And they didn't make a break in between. How do we understand Anshe Yericho? Why didn't they do the break? And what's Shad and Chachamim that disagreed, but on the other hand, they didn't Moiche Biyodom, or they allowed Anshe Yericho to do it. So the Shem Yishmuel in Parshas Shoftim Tafresh Ayin Chet comes to address this. And he starts with the Hakdama. He says that a person has a Seichel and he has a Lev. He has his mind, his brain, and he has a heart. The Seichel is what a person knows, what he believes, what he thinks. And the heart is what a person is going to do. The person needs to come and have the passion to do what his mind tells him. You need to have both, says the Shem Yishmuel. A person has the right mindset. Yeah, he knows everything right, but his heart is not nimshach after it. So that's a terrible thing. That means he doesn't act the way he knows and believes. Says the Shem Yishmuel, these are the psukim of Shema Yisrael Shabakir Hashem Echot, and then afterwards we have to say Shem Elokecho. Shema Yisrael Shabakir Hashem Echot is that we believe Kadosh Baruch Hu is Echot. That's the emuno. That's the idea. And that's like the word Shema. Shema is Loshon Havana. Understand Yisrael that Hashem is Echot. What that leads us, Ve'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha. You go to the heart now, that the heart should have the desire in Ishtekikus to come and follow through with Hashem Echot. And the Shem Yishmuel right after says, this is really the difference between Tefillin Sheyad and Tefillin Sheroish. Tefillin Sheroish is the shibud of the Seichel, goes to the mind. What are you thinking? And the shibud and the tefillin shliyad is to be mishabed the ma'isim, the person which is right next to the heart. It's what a person desires to do. So we know the halacha is you not allowed to do a hefsek between tefillin shliyad and tefillin shiroish. Why is that so? Because these two things need to be connected. The seichel and the lev have to be connected together to be one thing. So that's why we have no hefsek between tefillin shliyad and tefillin shiroish. Says that's the pshat in Anshe Yericho. Anshe Yericho felt that Shema Yisrael and the next pasuk of Ahavto need to be as close as possible to each other with no break, to come and show that the heart has to follow the seichel and they all have to be the same thing. But Chachamim, they disagreed. Chachamim say, no, you have to do a little bit of a break to show that these are two different things. It's not enough for a person to go and work on his seichel and his knowledge. If he doesn't work on the heart, he doesn't work on the shteikikus, he doesn't work on the dveikus, he will not be a full person. He needs to have two avodas, one for the seichel and one for the heart. As he brings the Gemara in Yevamah, it says, Oymer ein li ela toira, filu toira ein lo. The person says, I have only toira. All I need to do is know knowledge and that's it. I'm going to know the toira. That's not enough. You need to go and work on your avodas Hashem. He brings the pasuk in Mishnah, Mech basi oyznu mishmer toira gant filosa to evil. So there's two different avodas. There's the avoda of Torah, of Yediyah, of connection with Tzad Seichel, and there's the avoda of the Lev, of the Tefillah, of the connection with Tzad Dveikus. So that's where Rabbanan said you have to do a little bit of separation. Mitzvah Bishma Tefillin Shehad and Tefillin Sheroish, by definition, they're separate. It's two different things. One is a box you put on the hand, and the other one is you put on the head. So they're separate batsim. So that's why there you can do this. You have to be Seimichet to show that you have to connect these two. But if you're talking and you're saying Shema Yisrael Shabakir Shem Echad with no break, so I don't see that these are two different avoidas. That's why we do a break. So says Shem Yishuel, this is the debate between Anshe Yericho and Chachamim. Anshe Yericho felt we need to connect him, that's why there's no Afsaka. Chachamim say, you're right, we need to connect him. But still, you want to come and emphasize the fact that it's two different avoidas, that's why you should do a break. But Anshe Yericho are not completely wrong. So therefore, Lo Yimichu B'yad Chachamim, Chachamim did not make a big protest because what they said was true in concept. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.